Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, Mr. Chairman and committee members, I would like for us to revisit in our reclasses, which was item number 3, and I know that I led part of the discussion in regards to the BHD position, the community relations coordinator, and so I was on the prevailing side, as we all were.
Yes.
But I'm going to, after conversing with the department head, Mr. Cologne, who is actually here with us this afternoon, and I'm confident that at least my issues are going to be addressed. And so at this time, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to ask that we reconsider that item, and I will move approval and go from there.
First motion would be the motion to reconsider
yes.
prior action, so that
correct.
Would be part of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. We have a motion by Supervisor Borkowski to reconsider off of item number 3
correct.
The position of community relations coordinator for the Behavioral Health Division.
The motion would be to reconsider the rejection.
To reconsider the rejection, I'm sorry.
The reclassification of that position.
Any comment on the motion? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Schmidt?
No.
Cesars?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 1 no. The motion to reconsider item number 3 is approved.
Okay, we have the item before us once again. Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, I don't believe I need to make the motion for approval because we are now not rejecting it.
Correct.
Yes.
So the item will be implemented. So absent any other action, but
take some action.
So it does take a motion?
Okay, no, I didn't know if you wanted to expound or ask Mr. Cologne to come up for us.
It's before us.
It's
before well, because of the reconsideration, it's formally before us. We can't just let it go back to 2 or 3 hours ago. It's here now.
Okay.
We understand that. I'll ask Mr.
Clark. The original vote is before you.
Park.
The original.
We're considering that rejection.
Right. But the motion still stands. I mean, what you're reconsidering is the vote you took.
Correct.
Right.
But the motion to reject the motion is still...
Now it's in front of us.
The motion to reject would still be in front of us.
Yes.
It's as though you're starting over.
Right.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Cologne is here, or Director Cologne is here. Why don't, if it's okay with the committee...
Yeah. Sure, please.
Director Cologne, please talk about this position.
Sure. Chairman, members of the committee, thank you very much for your reconsideration. I apologize I wasn't able to make it here earlier this morning. We believe that this is a very important position. First, it was a vacant position we had at the Behavioral Health Division, and it's been vacant for some time. We wanted to make it a department-wide position so it have more responsibilities, and so we made it in line with a current job description that came from the Sheriff's Office with the level of responsibility I was looking for in this position. We think this is a really key position for the county board, as well as for the administration, for BHD, and for the people with severe persistent mental illness in Milwaukee County. We know that there's been a lot of negative stories out in the press, and there's so many positive things that we have done that are not getting picked up. A department of this size with no PR or press support is really... an anomaly. So we think this position is very important. We ask for your support to help us move this position forward. It's a position that, again, would really be able to help establish great relationships with the media, with the press, with our community organizations, with the county board. So we think it's a real important position for all of us. I appreciate your willingness to reconsider this and hopefully to get your support. And it's all within budget as well. I mean, this—it's where this is all within our budget.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I apologize if I'm going to take some of Supervisor Lipscomb's remarks, because I know we were in kind of the same mindset, but I don't mean to speak for you. My overall concern, Director Colon, was being a longtime member of this committee, it seems like every month BHP has something, okay? And if it's not a psychiatrist, it's a nurse. And if it's not a nurse, it's this. And, it's, you know, and there was actually three or four other agenda items, okay? And then poor Alex gets up here and, you know, she's doing her job and that kind of thing. My point, my point was that I don't feel like I have confidence in the department. Now, in fairness to you, I know you've just started, okay? But what it reminds me of is the, you know, the whole who's on first, what's on second, that kind of thing. Okay, so I want to start up with those general comments that you've heard those, and that I'm assuming that I'm going to be around a while, and so I'm going to be a thorn in your side.
Sure.
That said, we all do things differently, but I have the threshold as far as what increases, dollar amounts, that kind of thing. And I, $7,000 to $10,000 is usually my range. When something is $16,000 or whatever, then yes, I'm going to question it. And I didn't say this before, I'm going to wade into it now, but I guess where I'm sensitive, okay, is that the media in the last maybe 10 days has made a point of talking about hires starting at higher pay scales, okay? You know, and I don't need to get into specifics, that kind of thing, but the bottom line is that it's noticeable. And I will tell you that I have had calls from employees. I've also had calls from just regular Joe citizen saying, you know, boy, these are big starting salaries, that kind of stuff. But I will take it a step further, and I'm glad that Mr. Farley is here and Ms. Torhorst is here, because they need to hear this. And that is that at the county executive state of the county, the county executive said how proud he was of the employee. Okay? That's nice. But verbally saying you're proud of somebody doesn't put one slice of bread on the table. And the public is only going to tolerate so long that regardless of qualifications and, you know, the greatest person that we could have ever found, et cetera, you've got two distinctive classes of employees going on here. And that wedge is being driven. And I'm here to say that if the county executive thinks that he can appease people by verbally saying that just because he's proud, quite frankly, that's just a bunch of hot air as far as I'm concerned. So that's my two cents.
Thank you, Supervisor. Would you like to respond, Mr. Cole?
Yes, thank you very much, Chairman. Supervisor, just a couple points regarding creating new positions. I know that the Behavioral Health Division has been abolishing, recreating, reclassifying new positions, and I anticipate that we'll see more of that. There's an item on the agenda today, and we'll see more of that over the near future as a result of us redesigning our mental health system to make it more community-oriented. And as a result of that, we're going to have to change some of our current positions to be able to accommodate the new direction that we're going into. In addition to that, we have our joint accreditation process and efforts that we're going through. So as a result of that, there's going to be a need to have some reclassification of positions. So I just want to kindly say that I anticipate there's going to be more of this over the near future, and hope that you give us some flexibility to be able to move forward with that, all with very good intentions to with our redesign efforts and also our joint accreditation efforts. In terms of the pay scale, this position is going to be is totally in line with the level of responsibility attached to the appropriate pay. So we're not saying, okay, this position should get paid this much because we have a particular person in mind and we think they should be at a certain level. We took the sheriff's job description, the level of responsibility, exactly what we wanted out of this position, and we also included that particular salary. At BHD, it had less responsibilities, and now as part of the Department of Health and Human Services, there will be more responsibility. So I just want to make that comment regarding the salary and also that it's all within our budget.
Thank you, Director Colon. Is there any further question or comment by the committee? The motion before us is to reject. Do we have that under reconsideration?
It was the initial motion.
That was the initial motion.
Okay, I thought Mr. Session explained to us that the initial motion is now before us because we are reconsidering it.
Mr. Session may have been mistaken, but perhaps somebody who knows more about rules on this topic might be able to help us.
I mean, do we have to vote on the
it can be a new motion. And he's willing to offer again.
I would be willing to offer.
Well,
I would renew my motion.
To reject.
To reject.
Okay. That is done. So we're not reconsidering his original motion. We're reconsidering right back from scratch. Okay, well, I'm sorry I asked now, darn it. Okay. We have the motion before us again.
To reject.
Right. Any comment, question on that? Hearing none, please call the roll on that.
Borkowski?
No.
Schmidt?
No.
Seabars?
No.
Rice?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
No.
3 ayes, 4 noes. The motion to reject BHD's position in the reclass report fails.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I move approval.
No.
Do we need to memorialize it? But we're advised we don't, and it just goes forward.
Right, unless we rejected it, this one.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Because Director Colon is here, along with